Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. We getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it. Yo, no matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a fix. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police line, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come a whole tour, laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child. Murderous police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of you in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim to raise the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission.
Blog Talk Radio, Internetters, it's Tafari XL on the Block Report. Blog Talk Radio is the Block Report with your host, your man, Tafari XL. And we are live today. It's a Wednesday, so it's hump day. We're going to the middle of the week. I hope your week has been prosperous, profitable, and productive so far. So it's Wisdom Wednesday on the Block Report, and we definitely intend to bring to you some wisdom and drop a few gems and jewels on y'all. And the topic is the 6 characteristics of toxic people that are red flags. Or I could have phrased it another way, the 6 red flags for you to point out in toxic people. But basically what this show is about is for you to help give you a way and a frame of mind, a frame to use to see where you can pick out red flags for individuals that you are dealing with and decide whether or not they are worth your time or and your friendship and continue the relationship with. Some of you, a lot of people are quick to jump into friendships and relationships with people, and you tend to miss out on the signs that this person is really not the kind of person you really want to associate yourself with. Now, there are probably tons of these types of characteristics that you could point out on your own, and you know, you may have your own outside of these 6, but these 6 I'm going to point out as just a simple outline, excuse me, y'all. And what you could do as you go along, you know, you make your determination and decision, and you determine which ones, you know, as far as you determine which ones for yourself you would add to the list. So this is just a recommendation of 6 to help you guys out and give you a point of view. But as I said, you could build on this list and it could become more than 6. I want to let you know that the show, The Block Report, is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. And I am your host, Tafari XL. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. And this is a talk show, so we do accept your phone calls. Just when you call up, if you're on the line, you want to push 1, and then I can bring you into the conversation. So just remember that. If you want to get into the conversation, you have to push 1 after you dial us up. So let me find my flowing music. Matter of fact, before I go into that, what we'll do, I'm going to play I'm going to play a musical joint. I'm going to play a track real quick. And then after the track, after we play the track, then I'm going to come back in and we'll start going over the six characteristics of toxic people that you want to stay, that you want to look out for. So let's play this one, Real People by Ice Cube from the new Barbershop movie. Okay, so let's get to it. Caller number is 929-477-3093. Call in, push 1 if you want to join the conversation. Okay, so the first characteristic that we're going to go with that shows is a toxic person is someone that is disloyal and discontent. So the thing is, a lot of people say loyalty. Loyalty is something that they're looking for, and it's a characteristic or a trait that people value. But not many people understand loyalty and know what loyal means, you know. And the thing is, if a person doesn't have a certain type of principles about themselves, or their principles or are kind of shaky, it's going to be very difficult for them to be loyal. And the first thing you got to know and realize that most people are generally only loyal to their desires, you know, and sometimes they break that, but they're only loyal to their desires and not really to people. So you have to really do a study on that, and as far as studying the person. And when I say study, I mean, you know, you just watch their moves, be more observant. Also, and a discontent person is just somebody that just can't be happy with anything. And they kind of tend to be always in the midst of some type of drama and upheaval and just mad with someone or something, or just too often, or very combative. That's a discontent person. Okay, the next characteristic that you want to look out for is a gossip. You don't want to associate yourself with someone that's a gossip. You see, because they are the ones that, a gossip will be the one that will stir up the discontent and problems and situation that you may encounter out there. Hold on a second, y'all. Let me try to put on my flowing music, because I feel like, all right, we're going to get that music going. Yeah. So a gossip, you know, they're the main ones, the main instigators of drama. So you want to stay away from a gossip. You know, you don't want to be finding yourself associating yourself with a gossip, because you got to remember, a gossip is the type of person, as soon as you tell them something, they go bring the same thing you told them, but maybe in a different way, to others. And a gossip is not really concerned with telling the truth. That's another thing about the gossip. They're not really concerned with speaking the truth. So you tell them something, or they could see something you, or hear something you say or whatever, and then they'll interpret it and disperse it out to the public or to others through their own interpretation, and not exactly how it may have went down. So, and even if they did, they give the information out to other people who don't necessarily qualified to receive this information or should be having this information. So, and a gossip also is not loyal. That's a disloyal person. And as I said, they're only loyal to their desires or their aims, which could be to just have other people just as miserable as them. A lot of the times you'll find that someone who's a gossip is a miserable person, and they just want to have havoc and chaos in other people's lives, in order to, so that that person could be just as miserable as them. So that is our second, hold on a second, y'all. That is our second characteristic of a toxic person that is a red flag that you should be looking out for. The third characteristic on the list is the immoral person. Now, some morals, your morals are, morals are certain things like, you know, boundaries and lines that you won't really cross as far as that would violate your sense of humane, your sense of humaneness or humanity. So, and morals are a strict code that you would abide by and live by. So it's up to you, you know, although a lot of people design their own morals, you know, as I said, it's based on your humanity, how humane you really are living in what your, in your perception of the world and others are around you. So, but the immoral person, someone without morals or lack of morals, or their morals are based in carnal or more deviant natures, you want to stay away from them because they have no problem crossing the line of your humanity and your privacy. They have no problem crossing that line because they don't believe that in those types of lines to give that person that type of, to respect humanity. See, they don't believe in respecting humanity and life and anything we're doing with other people. So they don't mind crossing that line and violating you. So anyone who is just comfortable with violating other people is not someone you want to associate yourself with. Okay? Call in number is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Safari XL, and we're talking about six characteristics of toxic people that are red flags for you to look out for. So far, okay, I've gone through three of them. What I'd like to do, we're already halfway through, and we're more than halfway through on the show, but I want to do a 45-minute set for y'all. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop another joint. Another music. This is my track is called Too Real, and I will be performing this at the show on June 21st. So, oh yeah, by the way, we are broadcasting live from New York City, and the show is brought to you by TDK Visions Inc. And I'm your host, Safari XL, and here goes Too Real.
Know what I'm saying? If you ever hear me say I'ma do something, best believe you're gonna see it done. The far by excel, word is bond. Life's greatest teacher is experience. You don't learn nothing by sitting on the fence. Your biggest subject of study is of yourself. And every day you wake, you're put to the test. I won't stop till the casket drops in orbit. Not just saying I won't ever quit or forfeit. That's called tenacity. Google it and search it. No matter how you see it, life is perfectly imperfect. Many are out there trying to find their purpose, while others are cool with watching the circus. Many more are out here really hurting, while I'm thankful for every scar, it was worth it. Embrace adversity, accept diversity. It's the way that the universe was meant to be. Defer from differences and seek similarities. This is how simple that it all can be. It feels too real, just too real. It's for the real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. It feels too real, just too real. It's for the real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. You see, I'm never envious or jealous, but without a doubt, I'm definitely selfish. You can scrutinize me and I relish it, because education doesn't show intelligence. So you come at me from a weak position and expect me to conform to your ways of thinking. A lion don't care about the sheep's opinion. A king maintains rule over his dominion. I done battled every institution in this nation, from the courts, military, and education. Fighting on my own from day one. No, your judgments of me don't mean none. You can try that stuff on someone else, not experiencing the art of preserving self. And if I said something that offends you, then more than likely it was meant to. It feels too real, just too real. It's more than real, just too real. They say he knows it, really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. It feels too real, just too real. It's for their thrill, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. I dropped some old friends and I don't need no new ones. Buried my bad ways, then birthed me some good ones. Every now and then I caught a see how they doing. But this is only for all of my true ones. Been there with me when I was running from truants. Police trying to catch us in the act pursuing. Till they foul laws and mess up penal codes. Who knew our path would take us down separate roads? We grew older and apart like Pinocchio and his nose. That's how life goes, you can't stop, change or grow. So we got to move forward and keep pushing on. Our memories all that we got and we can count on. But even those fade away with a little bit of age. Me, I'll forever be the same, no, I'll never change. I put it on the line every time I kept it 100. When it came to the beef, I stood up, never run. It feels too real, just too real. It's more than real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. It feels too real, just too real. It's more than real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience.
Radio. This is your host, Tafara XL, and we are doing the Block Report on Blog Talk Radio. So this is the Block Report with Tafara XL. Don't forget you can find me on Instagram at Tafara XL and on Twitter at Tafara XL. Excuse me. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. And we are taking your calls. All you have to do is push one if you want to join the conversation. And the conversation we're having today's topic is the six characteristics of toxic people that are red flags for you to watch out for. Because I want to assist you and help you to build better relationships, even though I'm not a relationship coach or anything like that. But it doesn't mean that if I have information and I think it could be helpful to share with y'all, that I should not share it. I mean, if I choose to share it, so I'm sharing it because I want to share it with you. Because also, these things, you know, it's not just it's your friendships, your relationships. On this show, like I'll bring some from time to time, trust me, you will hear things that will be promoting you to have a better relationship with yourself, with your family, and with others. And as I try to show people, the first relationship that and friendship and the one that is most important is the one with yourself. Because if you can't be a true friend and loyal to yourself, then you can't exhibit it. You can't exhibit those qualities onto other people or with other people. You can't show that with others if you can't do it with yourself. So that's what it's about. As I said, the call-in number is 929-477-3093. So do call up and call in, and we are taking your calls. So let's continue. The next characteristic that you want to look out for, that's a red flag, that you want to stay away from, these types of friendships or people that exhibit these characteristics as a friend, is the quick or hot tempered. You want to stay away from someone that is easily made upset or mad. These types of people, they don't really think things out. And I mean, if they're easily and quickly upset and mad with you, then it's not really with you anyway, these individuals. You know, they already have, they're already fighting a battle within themselves. And it's not really a battle they're fighting with you. They're already fighting a battle within themselves. And they tend to lose that battle over and over until they grow mentally, emotionally, is spiritually, they will be losing that battle with themselves. So someone who is easily upset, quick or hot-tempered, when they're like that, they tend to be very irrational, and you know, it's more or less the kind of thing. Well, like it's more or less the kind of thing. Like, shoot first, ask questions later, and you know, in some situations, there are situations where it will be helpful, but on the majority, that philosophy could be helpful. But the majority of situations in life don't require that tact or that philosophy will be a failure. You want to be the type of person, or you want to be the type of friend, or have the type of friend that is measured and thinks things through. Not to say, remember, we spoke about emotions before, and you are human and everyone has emotions or whatever, but you don't let your emotions take control of you. You control your emotions and you check your emotions. And someone that is quick or hot-tempered, they don't exhibit or show the capacity to check or control their emotions. Because if you're too quick or hot-tempered, and then you do like the Tasmanian devil and cause a lot of havoc and a whole bunch of mess, then now you created a lot of work for you, for yourself, and then you have people doubting you and looking at you differently because you have to repair your relationships and repair the damage that you have created. It's either you repair it or you just say whatever and just move on. Now, but either way, you've created unnecessary damage by not being a level thinking, measured type of person. So the quicker hot-tempered is one of the ones to avoid, types of friends and people to avoid. The caller number is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with your host, Safari XL. And we're going over the 6 characteristics of toxic people that are red flags, the type of people that you don't want to, that you want to beware of being in a friendship with or relationship. So let's see here now. We have the guys at the immoral. So we have the next one, guys. It will be the self-indulgent. Now, the self-indulgent, you want to avoid them because they tend kind of have an imbalance. Excuse me. They have a bit of an imbalance because to be indulgent means that you kind of overdo things or you overdo something. So, and you don't want to be that kind of person either. So you want to avoid the self-indulgent ones because they basically will overdo whatever habits and things of that nature. So if it's, you know, someone who's a heavy drinker, heavy smoker, heavy partier, they kind of do it a bit too much. And because they do that, and they're ran by their over self-indulgence, they don't really take a measured and even level type of approach to things. And so the self-indulgent person will be more into indulging into their particular whims or habits more so instead of wanting to build a relationship or be in a serious relationship or friendship with someone. So you want to avoid that person as well. Well, okay, we're coming up to the 6th characteristic, And we're going into the next 15 minutes of the show, which means that if you're not already on the line, you have to catch the rest of this in the archives, download it from there. So the caller number is 929-477-3093. Call up now if you haven't already. And if you're on the line, just stay on. We're continuing on.
Thank you.
Yeah. No. Oh, wow. It looks like I was on mute the whole time. Wow. Guys, I'm sorry. Let me try to... Looks like the music was going the whole time and I was on mute. So let me get back to it. The sixth and final one is the Fool. You want to stay away from the Fool. The sixth characteristic is the Fool. And the Fool is ignorant, and they believe that they know it all already. And they don't practice being prudent or precautious, and they just go with what they know and don't seek out any further additional understanding before they act. All right? And basically, as I was saying in Proverbs, there's a passage, but I'm just paraphrasing it, that if you rebuke the wise men and they will love you for it, give counsel to the fool and they will find you in contempt, or have contempt for you. So basically just means that a fool won't take your counsel and they will hate you and despise you for it because they feel like you're trying to upstage them or show that you're better than them. And it's part of their insecurity. They feel smaller compared to you when you do that. So it's because of their insecurity. The wise man, he's secure in himself. So if you rebuke him or try to or show him that, hey, what you're doing right there, you know, you criticize him, and you criticize him, make a criticism of him, and he will take that into consideration and see where it's valid. And if it's valid, he will show love and appreciation for you for doing that, for pointing it out to him. So also, as I was saying, you know, if you're with any of these six characteristics, or find any of these six characteristics in people that you hang around with or have so-called friendships and relationships with, you understand that other people will see you in that same light. They will think you the same way. As someone said, show me four of your friends, or show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. So if you're around the Fool, the disloyal, discontent, the gossip, the self-indulgent, the immoral, the quick and hot-tempered, if you're around these individuals, you'll be perceived to be that way as well. So choose your friends wisely and your relationships wisely. And this is our show for today, and I hope this was helpful to you guys out there listening, and it was a great show. We had a good time. Remember, we'd like you to go to the Facebook page for The Block Report on facebook.com/TheBlockReport. We'd like you to go there and like the page, share the page, comment. Also, you can find me, The Far Right XL, on Instagram at TafariXL and on Twitter at TafariXL. I also have a song out on iTunes right now, Paper Chasing. You could go support that. And also you can find me on ReverbNation.com/TafariXL. And when you do go on there, we'd like you to go there and we'd like you to join and sign the mailing list, so that we can get you on our list to send you out some really cool and exclusive content and things of that nature. So anyway, what I'm going to do, So what I'll do, I'll play a little bit of Paper Chasing since I just mentioned it, and we'll just take it from there, y'all, and I'll just play some music to take us out of here. We'll be on the air Friday at 12 noon. Don't miss the show. Also Sunday, remember we have the block party on The Block Report on Sundays with the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And we'll be playing a mix of different, Well, we'll let you know. It hasn't been decided yet, but of course, you know, we play a different type of mix of music. We don't always play the same music on here. Maybe some genres, but not definitely not from the same angle. And so so that's going to be cool. So that's Sunday at 11 p.m. And of course, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 noon, we come on the air. So we'll be on Friday at 12 noon. And of course, the caller number is 929-477-3093. And we're about to get out of here. I'm just going to play this Paper Chasing. Matter of fact, I'll play it next time. I'm going to play a little bit of this, If I Ruled the World.
Fake love, no love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck low. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You weak cats are played out, get robbed and laid out. Gambino turn snitch, I got the price out. 96 ways I made out, Montana way, the good F-E-L-L-A. Verbal AK spray, dip the tattoo, jump out the range, empty out the ashtray. A glass of Zay, making mad cats and slay. Red dot plot, murder schemes, 32 shots rung. Regulate with my thun, 17 rocks clean from one ring. Yo, let me let y'all people know one thing. It's one life, one love, so there can only be one king.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Life, I wonder, will it take me under?
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons, I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Way to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost robbers, Shabab, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the illa path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding, trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple and threes and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse beans to Willie. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
thugs living worry, duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced, flip the ace, stack the safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with your cock hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.